Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 15th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Lipoprotein A-lowering therapies, a promising future. This article identifies lipoprotein A, or LPA, as a significant, genetically determined contributor to atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Elevated LPA levels drive increased atherogenicity, contributing substantially to residual cardiovascular risk, despite successful low-density lipoprotein cholesterol management. Affecting a large proportion of the population, LPA represents a high-impact therapeutic target. Future LPA-lowering therapies therefore hold considerable promise for reducing cardiovascular morbidity and mortality. Article number 2. Macrophage SBK2 suppresses inflammation and atherosclerosis by NLRP3 phosphorylation. This study found that macrophage SH3 domain-binding kinase 2, known as SBK2, actively suppresses inflammation and atherosclerosis. SBK2 achieves this by phosphorylating nucleotide-binding oligomerization domain-like receptor family pyrin domain containing 3, or NLRP3. This specific molecular mechanism highlights SBK2's pivotal role in modulating macrophage-mediated inflammatory responses. These findings identify SBK2 as a significant therapeutic target for managing the progression of atherosclerosis. Article number 3. Seated pulmonary artery pressure management in patients with heart failure. 12-month outcomes of the PROACTIVE HF trial. The PROACTIVE HF trial demonstrated that remote heart failure management using seated mean pulmonary artery pressure and vital signs via the Cordella system was safe and effective. This approach resulted in a low rate of heart failure hospitalizations and mortality, which was initially observed through 6 months. The 12-month evaluation confirmed the sustained efficacy and continued benefits of this management approach for patients with New York Heart Association Class 3 heart failure. This method offers a valuable strategy for reducing adverse events in this high-risk patient population. Article number 4. Early childhood hospital utilization and diagnoses for children born to mothers with kidney transplants, an Australian cohort study. This Australian cohort study found that children born to mothers with kidney transplants experienced increased hospital utilization during early childhood. From 2,067,661 babies, 137 children of transplanted mothers were identified, experiencing 137 birth admissions and 444 subsequent admissions. The data demonstrated that these children had a higher burden of adverse health outcomes, requiring more frequent hospitalizations compared to children of mothers not exposed to kidney replacement therapy. This provides critical definition to previously undefined childhood health outcomes for this specific population. Article number 5. Airway molecular signatures in antibody-mediated lung transplant rejection. This study found that specific airway inflammation gene signatures effectively distinguished antibody-mediated rejection, or AMR, cases from controls in lung transplant recipients. The analysis of small airway brush RNA sequencing from 16 AMR cases and 39 controls revealed distinct gene signatures for complement activation, mechanistic target of rapamycin signaling, and natural killer cell-mediated responses. These identified molecular signatures provide novel and precise biomarkers needed for more accurate diagnosis of severe AMR. This advancement offers potential for improved diagnostic precision for a condition associated with chronic lung allograft dysfunction and death. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.